This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, close game till the end, 5-point loss. Your thoughts on this one?
I just thought that they just did a little bit better job than we did. They spurted out and got a 10-point lead, and they were able to we couldn't quite get back once they got the 10-point lead. I thought we did a good job, but, you know, I'm trying to find the combinations of getting A.J. Cheeseman back. Right. So we lack a little continuity trying to fit him in. And I got to give him minutes because he's our best player so that he can eventually be in full stride.
Cheeseman looked a little better. He's getting there. But like you said, Coach, you got to give him time. He's been out for a month and a half, and you kind of expect that going in. But he's a big difference when he's in the basketball game.
Yes, he is, absolutely. So it's just going to take some time. And so I'm out of my rotation with the with the rotation and the subs a little bit. So that's on me. I understand it. I still got to get him a minute so he can be the stud that he really is down the stretch for us. Yeah. And that's kind of what the issue is a little bit, just trying to get him minutes. And where does he fit in right now? We didn't make too many unforced turnovers. We had 17 turnovers tonight. That was another issue, too. Yeah. We got to take better care of the ball. We were just sloppy with the ball. There wasn't any pressure pretty much at all. It was token, and like we like to do a little bit.
Yeah, you had one stretch there. It was a close game. You had three consecutive turnovers right at the midcourt area on a couple passes. And besides that, then that's when they opened up that little maybe 7-point lead at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happened because they made threes.
Yes,
they made threes, and that's why they spurted out and opened up the game.
That stretch aside, kept pace with Savannah State for it, and bittersweet game. Certainly, Savannah State won't be with us in the MEAC next year. Horace Broadnecks and the company heading back to Division II. I know you and Coach Broadnecks quite a bit of history together, and your thoughts on not getting to see him again in conference from here on out.
Well, it's good not to get beat by him, but at the same time, it'd be great to have him in the league. He's a quality person. He's a greater person than he is a coach, and he's an outstanding coach. So he and I are good friends, and he does a great job, and he's a credit to this league.
North Carolina next weekend, Central on Saturday, ANT on Monday. You got a Central team that came in here, didn't exactly look inspiring in January, and has since been socked in the mouth. They lost big to Florida A&M tonight. So what's the message as we head down to Durham?
Well, if we play and don't cut out the mental mistakes, we'll be fine. Some of those turnovers are nothing but mental mistakes. If we can cut out the mental mistakes, then we're in good shape. And we travel at the end of the game, things like that. So we just got to cut out the mental mistakes and continue to grow. I knew that was going to happen with Cheeseman. As soon as we got him back, that's happened with Isaac and it happened with Colin. We had to find ways to get him involved, and it took some time to get some chemistry. Now we got a little chemistry. Here come AJ to upset the chemistry a little bit. We're just going to keep working at it.
I appreciate it, Coach. We'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, thank you.